At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Saturday night Live with Pete Graham.
Well, I got my party shoes on, I can tell you. Saturday Night Live is heard on great radio stations like Brisbane's iconic 4BC, Sydney's original 2UE, and welcome along to 4AN, Atherton Tablelands, and from Mariba to Cairns and Port Douglas, you're listening to us right now. 4KZ listeners around Townsville and the Gulf and Innisfail, welcome. 2CC in Canberra, hey, you're in for a hot day tomorrow. 2BS Bathurst, 2LT Lithgow and surrounds. Okay, now, if you're hearing it for the first time as we go out around this great country, you say, hang on, what's the show about? Well, I don't really know myself. I know it's a lot of fun. I know it's a show that will bring back some memories of those great times. Probably when you were a teenager, I think they were sort of the great times. Life was, well, it seems much simpler then. In other words, it's an escape just for a little while from the world that is increasingly mad. Saturday Night Live is, well, maybe a therapy session dealing with your favourite music memories and talking with the stars who made the hits too. And I've got some big stars lined up for you tonight. It's a show for a generation who maybe drank water out of a garden hose and lived to tell about it. Is that you? If you can remember ashtrays on buses, doctors who used to smoke in hospitals, hey, you're honing in on the show. If you love Bandstand and the Beatles and the Beach Boys, you're on the way to having a good time with yours truly, Pete Graham. And you can add to the good time feelings too by requesting your favourite songs, no matter where you are around Australia. 13 13 32 is my number. And of course, it is more than music, because my motto is you won't miss a thing. I'll cover all the breaking news for you, keep you updated with my sports, give you the lotto numbers, go your halves and that, and keep you informed on things like traffic matters too as you drive to or home from your Saturday night out. And not to mention some really good prizes too, CDs galore. For example, a Countdown 40th anniversary CD. It's a ripper. I'd like to win that one myself. I wonder if I could enter. Anyhow, in my first hour, I want to take you back. I want to take you back in time with some radio history. I want to take you back before Nick Irby started up Canberra's 2CC. Long before 2LT Lithgow moved their station from the Great Western Highway Lithgow, that station had studios there in a green fibro building, and next door was this broadcast tower, which was all bent. Apparently it fell over when they were constructing it. I want to take you back in time before 2BS's Eddie Williams and his live stage shows from within the building echoed around Bathurst. Back a long, long time before 4BC moved to Cannon Hill. Even before John Chandler of the Chandler Electrical Appliance Chain started 4BC in 1930. In other words, I want to take you back to January of 1925 on 1025 kilohertz on the AM band, radio station 2EU. Went to air. After a quick name change, they went from 2EU, which is really hard to say. They changed the name to 2UE, which rolls a bit better off the tongue. 2UE began broadcasting from the Maroubra home of the founder, C.V. Stevenson, in 1925. I guess in those times were different. Think about this. When they went to air, it was just 10 years since the Battle of Gallipoli. The Harbour Bridge, well, it was still being built. And a plot of land in Sydney cost you £75, $150. Over its history, the station has pioneered news reporting, talkback radio and music charts. It's pioneered all of those genres of radio. And so I want to pay tribute to radio in general. Radio, what a great medium. 13 13 32, if you'd like to share your memories of your favourite radio. And as 2UE celebrates 90 amazing years, you realise that, well, radio, no matter where you are, you might be in Brisbane or Cairns or Bathurst or Lithgow or Sydney, radio has come a long way. For example, in 1957, 2UE bought a Holden station wagon. And that became the station's roving news van. So reporters could do live crosses on the radio, even when the car was in motion. Soon after, the news team took to the skies in a Cessna plane, reporting on beach and crowd conditions. A basic form of talkback radio was sort of introduced in the late 50s, early 60s. It was listener feedback, and you'd phone the radio stations, and you'd say, and they'd write it down, and the on-air host would give you, read back what you just said. As I said, a primitive form of talkback radio. As time went on, music on radio was also diversified. Iconic broadcasters, Gary O'Callaghan and John Laws and Bob Rogers and Ward Austin started the top 40 music charts. TUE was the first station in all of Australia to make these music charts, and that year was 1958. The list, how was it decided? Well, from sales and public opinion, as well as input from the on-air stars. Later tonight, I'm going to feature top five songs from the official TUE Top 40 chart from back in those great days. Now, coming up in a moment, as we celebrate radio in general, a man who played an integral part of breaking news, not only in Sydney on Sydney's TUE, but right around Australia. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you, in just a matter of moments, Robert Kinney on our Saturday Night Live show. Oh, yeah, I kissed you. I always get embarrassed back announcing that song because I've got a studio guest. So I've got to say, until I kissed you, it doesn't sound right. It just doesn't. Anyhow, I'll shake your hand and welcome to Saturday Night Live. I'm talking about this man sitting opposite me here in the studio, Robert Kinney. You've spent so many years disseminating news across Australia. Good to have you in the studio, mate.
Great. Thanks for having me, Pete. It's great to be back here at TUE after a very, very long interim.
Well, you were here in the building, what, for how many years?
I had 20 years here. I started in 1977 and worked my way all the way through to 1998. In fact, I was just sitting here looking out the window, listening to you and thinking about how it all started. And I'd left school not long and decided I wanted to be in radio. And as you do, you ring and write to all the people around town. And the news director of TUE called Greg Granger.
Yeah, sort of, my old neighbour.
Yeah, called me up and said, come in and let's have a chat. And I did that in December of 1976. And then a few weeks later, the awful event called the Granville train disaster happened. And the newsroom was so flat out covering that huge event, they rang me up and said, look, just come in, make tea, answer phones, just do what you can. So that was my very first time in this radio station.
Last week we played some excerpts of that day, that terrible day in Granville with the train disaster, and just brought back so many memories. So that was your initiation to the radio station and the newsroom here.
Yes, it was. And then Greg was very kind. He allowed me to come in and just spend time, weekends, nights, hanging around, writing, just learning the ropes, if you like. And I remember being in here one Sunday morning and Tony Dilroy was doing the news, and I'd written three pars of copy and I was driving home down Miller Street, as the place used to be, and heard Tony Dilroy reading my three pars of copy, and it was just bliss on a stick.
I've got to show you a photo. I had caught up with Tone because Tone and I started out together at 2BS and Bathurst. Okay. 2BS and Ron Campbell, and they still take my show on a Saturday night. They're good people. Hi, yeah. Phil, the manager. And so Tony and I started out. He was the brighter one. He was at uni. So that's why he's ended up at the ABC. See, doing a national show. Yeah. So Tony Dalry was here. Now, we talk about sort of networking. It's always been there because in your day, the station networked around and they had, what's the station in Brisbane? It was for
4BK we 4BK. Used to make into back
then.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah, in those days. And 3AK in Melbourne.
Yes.
Which is now, but it's 3AW in Melbourne now and 4BC in Brisbane. So things change, but networking goes there.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.